The striking power of a violin sound stems from multifaceted magic. WRTI's Meredith Duddleston looks at one piece of the puzzle.
Is it the wood, the thickness of the body, the precise space inside, or the shape of the sound hole that defines the coveted status of a Stradivarius violin crafted in the early 1700s? No one knows the secret. But MIT acoustics professor Nicholas McCreese has discovered one thing that likely contributes. McCreese studies sound, and he and a team of researchers focus their expertise on the F-shaped sound holes found in the violins crafted by the Amati, Stradivari, and Guarneri families centuries ago in Cremona, Italy.
What we found, if you looked at the evolution of the F-hole length, it was gradually increasing. Even in the Amati period, there were three generations of Amati, and you find the F-hole is gradually, over the centuries, getting longer and longer. Over the Stradivari period, it actually stayed relatively stable, and then in the Guarneri period, evolved and became much longer again.
McCreese says sound concentrates around the edges of a sound hole, like wind shooting down the side of a skyscraper. The narrow F-shaped holes really have more perimeter than the violin's ancestors, a trend that continued over the 200 years the families from Cremona were at work.
And there's about a 30% increase in the F-hole length over that 200-year period, and we've calculated that's about a 60% increase in power at air resonance. That's a result of that.
And so, perhaps physics explains part of the magical power of the violin that we've come to know.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.